this beautiful day that God has given us in spring, to get up and see the sunlight one more day is a blessing from God. And let us be thankful for that. A lot of people who went to sleep last night probably did not wake up, but we are here who woke up because of God's grace. And also He is giving us the opportunity to come together, even online, as a lively church, and worshiping together is a blessing. It's a gift of God. Let us also be thankful for the opportunity that He has given us as a church family to join together. And also, this is a Mother's Day, and we celebrate our mothers today and honor them in our worship service. We worship God and we honor our mothers today and during our service. Then a couple of general announcement I have to make is about the annual conference. Was scheduled for August 28th through the 30th. It is only now limited to 2 days, 28th and 29th, which is Friday and Saturday. Friday and Saturday. So that pick, please make a note of that. Regarding some of the concerns and questions you may have about opening the church for service again, we have regular meetings with the bishop and the pastors of the conference how to have a plan to reopen the churches. There is a task force that the conference has set up. Those are healthcare experts in the health field, and they work with our leaders to have a plan set out to open, because we have to be very careful and also be safe when we decide to reopen the church. So they have a plan based on the decisions made by the healthcare experts, and also they have inputs from CDC on how to open religious institutions and other public places like that for people to gather. Like I shared last Sunday, we were looking at sometime in the middle of June, but based on the reports that they are giving us every week, that can change. For this week, it is changing for the better, and we hope and pray that we can probably meet earlier than that. Before we meet, we have to follow certain procedures of cleaning and sanitizing every Sunday, particularly before we open. So we may have to get some volunteers together to help clean the church before and after service as we start opening. So we have to work out some plans and logistics on that as well. So as news comes out and the reports come out, we have communications almost a couple of times a week from the bishop about the report, and I will share that as relevant information comes up. If anybody wants to know how these decisions are made, there's a link on our conference website that I can email it to you as well, what they are doing and who is making the decisions on what grounds are all listed in that. If you want to make a reference of it, I can send it to you as well. But you can go onto the conference website, ngumc.org, and you can find that information there, how they make the decisions. The general the church announcements are listed and posted on the screen now. You can follow that. Please continue to donate to the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. We are still taking collections on that. The book is available for sale. That will help our church funds. Proceeds of $10 will go to our church Sunday school ministry. We are looking still for volunteers, so if you have time or the burden that God has given to help out, please reach out to me or one of the church leaders, and we need more volunteers in our Sunday school and other ministries of the church. I covered the annual conference, and also we have the attendance and collection. Last week we had 25, and the collection is it 500? Yes. So continue to donate to the church, even though we are not meeting the church, we have expenses that we have to maintain the building and other expenses that we have to meet, and utilities and paying other our maintenance and all of that. So please do that by a check, or if it is cash that you don't want to mail, please call me or text me. We can make arrangements to pick up your donations, but this is the time that we have to be intentional in donating to the church as well. The address is listed on the announcements. You can please make a note of it during the offertory time. Please get up and write a check or set aside your donations as we do in church. Are there any other announcements or anything that I missed? Okay. Thank you, Gail. If there are no other announcements now, let us start our worship service again. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us go to God in prayer. Our opening hymn is Hymn for the Beauty of the Earth. Lisa and Dean are going to be leading that. Thank you, Dean and Lisa. Let us pray. Loving and eternal God, we thank you for this beautiful Sunday that you have given us in this spring of 2020, that we can come together online and worship together as a church. This is the Easter season that we are still in the Easter Sundays as we celebrate the power of resurrection that you have shared with your people to experience in this life on this earth. You have revealed your victory over death through the resurrection of your Son. Lord, we with joyful songs we rejoice in your marvelous deeds that you do in our lives every day. We thank you for this time that you have given us to come to you to worship you in truth and in spirit. On this day, particularly as we remember and honor our mothers, may your blessings pour out upon them and also those women who have been mothers to us in our journey of life. We remember and thank you for their presence and guidance in our lives. To mothers who are strong, grant them gentleness and understanding, Lord, and to mothers who are weak, we pray that you'll grant grace to meet their every need. Lord, we pray for those mothers, for your compassion to those who have lost a child and those who are failing as mothers, we pray that you'll fill them with your compassion and care. Lord, we raise to you for every woman who is working day and night to raise her children at this moment. Bless all of them, Lord, and strengthen the weak and empower those who need your power. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you have given us through various means in our lives during this past week. As we gather together, Lord, help us to worship you in truth and in spirit. May your name be glorified in our services of word and fellowship that we do through online service today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It's our fellowship time now to greet each other and unmute everybody so that we can say hi to each other. Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hey,
Bob. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Eddie.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
we can see Bob.
Good morning. Good morning.
Harrington says he misses everybody.
Okay. We miss
good
you
morning,
too, G.
Everybody.
Good morning,
everyone. Good morning, Linda and Jack.
Linda and Jack. Good morning.
Martha,
good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. JC, good morning.
Good morning, JD.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning,
how are
JD.
You, JD? How's everybody?
All right, Jan and Harry, good morning.
Good morning.
James and Lou, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean Mack.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jean. Hey, Kyle and Haley, good morning. And the whole crowd in the Howells family, good morning. Where is Ivy? We miss him. Tell him we miss him.
We will.
All right. did we cover everyone? I think we did. All right. I think we covered everyone.
Good morning.
And as we all know, today is Mother's Day, where we are honoring our mothers who have given us not only our life, but also our guidance in our lives. We honor our mothers who have ushered us a new life into this world. Through their pains, we have been born into this earth, and through Jesus Christ, we have been born again. That is God's work in this world, in our lives. So let us take this time to honor our mothers, and Gail is going to call out some orders, then we'll honor them as we call out the names.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, too.
We usually make all the mothers stand up and tell us how many kids they have. But since we can't do that, we're going to just call you out. So speak up loud and clear. We're going to start with 30-year-olds.
Yeah, that would be me.
All right. How many kids you got?
Two human children. Two non-human, so.
How about anybody in their 40s?
Three.
Three kids, okay. 50s?
Well, we are half and half. Half 60 and half 50.
Okay.
We have two children and a grandchild.
Two boys.
60s? That's me. Well, I'm almost 60. So. I'll go with the 60. I have two children, two grandchildren.
Okay.
I'm in my.
Hey.
And I have three children and one child by marriage, so I count them four, and I have five grandchildren.
Oh. Wow.
All girls.
Girl power.
God bless you.
Good luck.
This is Martha. I'm in my 60s, and I have 3 children. I'm down to just 2 now, sadly, but I have 5 grandchildren, and 4 of them are boys, and just 1 granddaughter.
All right. That's beautiful.
All right. Any more 60s? 70s?
That's me.
That's me. How many kids?
Go ahead, Lou and James.
I have one
son,
no grandkids.
Okay.
Oh, you'll get there.
You need to get him on that.
Margaret, how about you?
I have 3 sons and 3 granddaughters and 3 grandsons. So.
Wow. Okay. All right. Any more 70s? Janice, I see you raising your hand.
No. 2 sons, 4 grandsons, 1 granddaughter.
All right.
Wow, that's great. All right, anybody else?
Did Linda?
All right, we're going up to 80s.
Oh, okay.
See, she had to go to 80. So I have 1 daughter and 2 granddaughters.
Oh, great. Okay.
All right, Jean Mac, how many kids you got?
I got 2 and 2 granddaughters. Linda and I, the same granddaughters.
Linda and Jean Mac share granddaughters.
Granddaughters. That is good.
Yeah. That's awesome. Thank you all for everything you do. The world wouldn't be what it is without our mothers.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Let us have a word of prayer. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the mothers everywhere. We remember those mothers who have given us life and those who have been mothers to us in the way of life that have given us guidance in our lives. We also pray for those mothers who may be going through painful situations on this Mother's Day. To those who desperately want to be parents, we lift them up to you, Lord. Give them your hope. For those whose mothers have passed away this day, may be a reminder of the love of God has showered upon this world, O God. Help us, Lord, to remember your love that you have shown to us as a mother. We pray for all those mothers who have given us guidance not only in our lives but also in other people's lives as well. Fill them with your divine spirit and wisdom. We thank you for this time you have given us to honor them. Continue to guide us as a church and a society and a world to follow your love and care in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our responsive reading is by the Dakish family. It is Psalm 71 verses 1 through 12.
In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame.
In your righteousness, deliver me and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me.
Be to me a rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Rescue me, O my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of the unjust and cruel.
For you, O Lord, are my hope, my trust, O Lord, from my youth.
Upon you I have leaned from my birth. It was you who took me from my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you.
I have been an example to many, for you are my strong refuge.
My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day.
Do not cast me off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength is spent.
For my enemies speak concerning me.
Those who watch for my life consult together, saying,
God has forsaken him. Pursue and seize him, for there is no deliverer.
O God, be not far from me.
O my God, make haste to help me.
Thank you, Kyle and Haley. As we come to the prayer time now, we will share our prayers of blessings and thank God for the blessings that God gives us in our lives. And at the same time, we have burdens and concerns to raise up as a church family. We will lift them up to the Lord, to the throne of grace, that God will answer according to His time and His will. So let us take this time to share those and lift them up to the Lord. As Gail is going to put up the prayer request that we generally pray, I have an update. JC's cousin who was fighting COVID in New York has passed away yesterday. And also you will remember that his dad passed away about 3 weeks ago. And that leaves the mother alone. And she's all recovering from COVID as well. So let us keep that mother in our prayers and also her whole family who is grieving in this difficult time. Let us remember these people that we use as a regular prayer list in our personal prayers to continue pray for these people for various needs that they have requested us to pray. Use them as a daily list in your daily prayers. I know Martha has joined us today also. She is sounding better, so let us continue to keep her in her journey through the chemo that she is continuing. Continue to pray for Jack as he is continuing with his dialysis. Let us pray for all the nurses and doctors and essential people who are working day and night, even when we are shut down in our homes. Because of their service, we are enjoying a lot of things that we enjoy every day. Let us pray that God will protect them and give them the grace to continue what they are doing, especially the ones who are in the front lines. And we know we have some people who are in the medical field. My son and daughter-in-law have to go to the hospital every day. I know Kevin has to work in a medical facility every day. So let us remember all of those people who are working in the front lines fighting this disease. Let us pray for them at this time. Also pray for our president and our government, both in the federal government and the state governments, to make the right decisions when they start reopening, so that God will give them the wisdom to make the right steps and to make things safer and easier for people to follow. Are there any special mention of any of these or anything else that anybody want to raise?
Esther, I had mentioned to you on Wednesday about Kyle's co-worker.
Yes.
Who was pending his testing. He actually came back negative for COVID, so the bank is good.
Okay, that is good to know. So we can go to that bank now. Are there any other blessings?
Pastor,
yes.
Kathy, I have an unspoken request, and then Debbie and I are going to travel to Virginia this week, and we need to go up there and check in on our family up there, and so we would appreciate prayers for traveling mercies, because it's going to be interesting. Going that far and trying to, you know, really, really limit the stop.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Okay, if there are no other special items to call out, we'll go to God in prayer and we will spend a few moments in silent prayer, and you can bring out your unspoken prayers to God at this time as well. And then I will close that with a summarized prayer. Let us pray. The scripture says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not give us everything graciously that we ask of him? Heavenly Father, we thank you for life with all its joys and blessings. Thank you for the blessings that you shower upon us every day, even when we don't deserve it. Thank you for covering us with your love and protection in this world of dangers and evil that we have to face every day. We come to you as a family of your people, looking up to you for our needs. You are the source of all good things, and you only desire good for us, Lord. And we seek your presence and raise our burdens and concerns to your throne of grace. Lord, we lift up all those who need your protection and guidance at this time. Touch those who need your healing, Lord, and bless them with your healing according to your time and your will. Comfort those who need your comfort at this time who are in distress. We pray for strength for those who are weak in their body and in their spirit. We are asking for your power of the Holy Spirit to empower those who are troubled. We pray that you will help us, Lord, to be your faithful witnesses in this community that you have placed us as a church. Help us to understand that in Jesus Christ you have given us more than we could ever deserve. Give us the grace to act in faith in times of anxiety and uncertainty like this. We thank you for your healing presence in our church, in our community, in our country. Guide us in all we do so that we will bring peace, and we will be peacemakers wherever we are, Lord. We particularly pray for Kathy as she is traveling. Give her the travel mercies that she needs and keep her safe. We pray for the unspoken prayers that she had lifted up. We pray for all of those who have difficult time with this disease that is happening. We particularly pray for JC's family as they are grieving at the death of the second person in their family. We pray for that mother who is left alone in New York. We pray for your special comfort to that mother, Lord. And there are many that we don't know who are going through situations like this and worse than this. Help us, Lord, to be prayerfully caring for them and to pray for them continually. We pray for your intervention in this particular pandemic, that you will bring this to an end. And we know that at a word of your mouth, you can stop any pandemic out there. We pray for your intervention at this time and bring this to an end so that we can go back to our lives and to have our routine lives and go back to church and worship together, Lord. Yet we pray that your will be done at your time, and that is the best for us. We commit all of that into your hands, Lord, and guide us as we go, to be patient, but at the same time to be caring and compassionate. Bless us as we worship together, to honor you and worship you in truth and in spirit. Through your word, the singing, let your name be lifted up and your people be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Now as Lisa and Dean will be singing the song, we'll take the offertory, use this time to get up and write a check or put your cash aside so that we can collect it for the church needs. If anybody has any need, particularly in paying rent or groceries or any other daily living expense people are struggling at this time, please let me know. Text me or call me. We will make arrangements to support as much as we can. We were able to support a family this past week, and we'll continue our effort as much as we can. And that is our responsibility as a church to the community, particularly in times of need like this. So please call me or text me with needs like that. And please use this time to donate as God willing to do. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the time that you have given us to come together, not only to give our praises, but also our offerings at this time. We know that it is from your hand that we have received all that we have. And through Jesus Christ, you have given us the gift of salvation in spite of our sinful nature. Thank you for the miraculous ways that you are providing for us in our needs, and may these tithes and offerings that your people bring will give life and peace to many in this community and around the world. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. Kevin will be leading in that reading. As is our tradition, we will stand up during the reading of the scripture. Wherever you are, if you are able, please stand up to honor the reading of the scripture. And Kevin will be reading that.
Now a man of the tribe of Levi married a Levite woman. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile. His sister stood at a distance to see what would happen to him. Then Pharaoh's daughter went down to the Nile to bathe, and her attendants were walking along the riverbank. She saw the basket among the reeds and sent her female slave to get it. She opened it and saw the baby. He was crying, and she felt sorry for him. "This is one of the Hebrew babies," she said. Then his sister asked Pharaoh's daughter, "Shall I go and get one of the Hebrew women to nurse the baby for you?" "Yes, go," she answered. So the girl went and got the baby's mother. Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this baby and nurse him for me, and I will pay you." So the woman took the baby and nursed him. When the child grew older, she took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses, saying, "I drew him out of the water." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. as the scripture that is just read is about the birth of Moses and how that mother preserved the child during a time of threat and danger to the life of that child. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for this time that you have given us to come to your word. Bless us with your word, Lord, particularly as we honor our mothers. Help us to remember the great love that our mothers have shown to us through our life in this world. And we also pray for those women who have been mothers to us in various ways. Help us, Lord, to follow the path that they have shown us, and also help us to remember your love as a mother who cares for us even when there is our mothers missing in our lives in many times. We pray that you'll continue to guide us with your word and bless us with the power of your word today so that we can be a blessing to this world. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Rock and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. So when it comes to the remembrance of mothers, so many mothers come to my mind. My mother, first of all, come to my mind, who gave me a life in this world and as well as raised three boys. And those who raised three boys probably know that you have to be a tough mother, particularly when we were so close in our ages. She had a hard time in the beginning when we were young, but she was tough. And because of that, we are thankful, even though we didn't like it at that time, we are thankful now when we look back and say where we are now is only because how my mother and my parents raised us up. And I know many of your stories are very similar or the same. Because our mothers are so valuable in our lives, we cannot replace that person in our lives with anything else. And another mother, when I preach, come to my mind is the mother of Jesus, Mary. And then Moses' mother is a mother who always comes to my mind, even though she's talked about only very briefly during the birth of this mother, and then we see only randomly here and there about her mother showing up in the story. But that mother is a very unique mother who stood up against the king's orders to kill all the babies, and she decided to take the risk of her own life to protect that baby from danger and death, because the king ordered to kill all the Hebrew babies born during that time, and Moses was one of them, destined and sentenced to death. But because of that mother, his life was protected, and he was taken by that king's daughter and raised him in that very palace where placed the orders to kill the babies. Believe it or not, how many of the mothers that you know or you have got paid from the government to feed or nurse your own baby? Moses is the only one that I know. Moses' mother is the only one who got paid from the government's treasury to nurse her own baby. That's how God worked out in the life of Moses. We see that Moses was left in the river by his mother, and they watched, his sister and mother watched from the side, and lo and behold, the king's daughter came, the Pharaoh's daughter came to the shore of the river to take a bath and saw this baby in a little basket. And she took him, and she had kindness to that baby, and she looked for somebody to take care of that baby as a babysitter to take care of them. And guess what? It was his own mother who became that babysitter, who got paid from the Pharaoh's treasury to raise Moses up. So that is the kind of special mother is Jochebed, that's the name that Moses had. this May, month of May, is the time that we celebrate our mothers every year. And the month of May is in so many things intertwined in our lives in my family. Several birthdays, including my wife's birthday this month, and her sister and brother, and my son. I mean, there's probably close to a dozen people's birthday coming this month in May. And then Mother's Day also. So that is a very busy month. For some reason, that is the month that we decide to honor our mothers, and we honor them today as well in our service. Our mothers are so unique. Like, I don't have to tell him that. A little boy was found lost in a supermarket, in a store, and he began to call out, "Sally, Sally, Sally." And that was his mother's name. And she came quickly to him and said, "Honey, you shouldn't call me Sally. I am your mother. Call me Mother." And he said, "Yes, I know. But the store is full of mothers. So if I call you Mother, how many mothers are going to be responding?" He was trying. So this world is full of mothers, but each of us has only one mother. I know there are people, women like that, who were like mothers to us. So we take this time, when we take this time to honor their memories, we ought to be thankful to God as well, because God takes care of us as a mother does. The cartoon character Dennis the Menace told his friend Joey, if you happen to read the cartoons, Dennis was talking to his friend Joey that, "I don't know what I'll do when my mom gets too old to tie my shoes." That's mothers are. And they are there no matter how old we get. We are still their babies. And my mom is getting over 90 years old, can see, can hear, but whenever she calls, you know, me as her son, nothing else, her baby. Doesn't matter how old I get, and I have my own grandchildren. So it doesn't matter how old you get, your mothers are very special to us. They are the love bond of the family, that's what I usually call them. They become the communication network. When brothers fight, when cousins fight, and when husband and wife fight in your children's family, the mothers become the love bonds. They are the go-between to connect all of these broken links. And they do that in a very unique way that no other dad or nephew or uncle can do. And they are the ones who make the home lively. And I don't have to tell you that, because that is what happens in our family. When the mom is away, everybody is lonely. You know that? Like a little boy was talking to his friend on the phone. "My mom is in the hospital. My twins, brothers Roxy and Billy, and my sister Sally, and the dog, and me, and my dad are all home alone." That's what the loneliness when the mother is in the hospital. It doesn't matter how many people you have around. When you are away from your mother, you feel that loneliness, because mothers are so much present all the time in our lives. So the Mother's Day is an honorable day that we have dedicated to honor our mothers, but started in, believe it or not, in a Methodist church by a mother who took the time to get together all the mothers in that community. She started something called the Mothers Workday Clubs in the 1850s during the Civil War. And it was in West Virginia, in some city, I believe, some remote city in West Virginia, they started it. She organized these Mother's Day Clubs that became very active during the Civil War, when both sides were fighting. These clubs were actually caring for the people who were hurt. And her name, Anna Jarvis, she organized the Mother's Friendship Days to bring together families that are broken apart because of the fight during that time. And eventually, that became the Mother's Day celebration in May. Her home in West Virginia, in Grafton actually, the city name, is now made a national landmark. If you want to go visit sometime there. So that is how it all started in this country. In this case that we read today about Moses' mother Jochebed, in Exodus chapter 2 we read, by all human standards, Moses never had a chance. He was destined to die when he was born. Not only was he born as a slave, but he had a death sentence on him as a baby when he was born. When he was 3 months old, he was placed in by his own mother in the river, not knowing what will happen to that boy, and left him in the basket to flow down in the river. And the rest of the story, like I said, king's daughter eventually became the deliverer of the people of Israel. That king's daughter took him and raised him, and he became the deliverer of Israel from the bondage of Egypt. And you know the rest of the story. Her deep faith in God left her to make a hard decision to either leave the boy to the soldiers at the time to kill, or leave him in the hands of God, place him in a basket, floating him in the river. And she decided to do that. She is not going to give up the baby to be killed. She was not afraid of breaking the Pharaoh's law or the order at that time. And because we read that, we heard while we were reading the scripture that she saw that the child was beautiful, and she was not afraid of the king's edict. She not only had faith, but she also had the courage to stand up. And Moses became courageous and had a life of faith in God, I believe mostly because of his mother's teaching and also the coaching that he did. Where somewhere I read that faith is better caught than taught. The children catch the faith from their mothers and fathers more than teaching. They are being caught on a daily living in our lives. And a courageous mother brings courageous children. Jochebed acted according to her calling, because she knew that this baby was special and need to be protected. And Moses became the powerful deliverer and the leader of the people of God to lead them out of the bondage from Egyptians. And also she was a woman of faith, she was a woman of courage, and also she was a woman of hope and vision. She finds that baby as not ordinary baby. She envisioned a very different future for him. And we just read that he was a special child. That's what we read in that passage that we read for our reading today. And many versions of the Bible says differently. King James Version said she found him as a proper child, an unusual child in another version, a godly child in another one. But she knew that this boy was different. God has a different plan, had a different plan for Moses. And so she decided that she is not going to follow the same path as the rest of the boys did during that time, and chose a different path for Moses. Jochebed hoped for a different future for her son, unlike other Hebrew women did. There are several mothers like that who hoped for a different future for their children. Hannah, the mother of Samuel, Prophet Samuel, is another example. Samuel was raised to grow in God's temple. And then Mary, the mother of Jesus, as I said, had different vision and hope for her child. The world may be full of destruction and danger that you and I have to face every day. And that's where we raise our children. Drugs and alcohol and hatred and evil things are happening all around us. But we see the vision of great mothers throughout history raising great sons with a different path. The mothers choose to have their children a different path, not to follow the crowd if it is not the right path. I remember Susanna Wesley, the mother of John and Charles Wesley. She had 19 children. But if you are alarmed by 19 children, she probably spent about half of her life in pregnancy. But when I read that it is not unusual, her mother had 25 children. And she was the youngest of the 25 children. So remember a mother who raised 25 children, but in those days many of them would not survive. Like in John Wesley's case, Susanna Wesley had 19 children, including John Wesley and Charles Wesley. Out of the 19, 9 of her children died as infants. 4 of the children who died were twins. And then a babysitter accidentally smothered a child. And anyway, there were only like 8 children left when she died. But she had a vision for her children, no matter how many children did they have, 19 or 25. Each of those mothers, Susanna Wesley and her mother, both had a history of raising the children uniquely in Christian faith. And we read in the stories of Susanna Wesley that she took the time to pray for each of her children every day, morning and in the evening, and name them one by one and call out in prayer. And John and Charles Wesley were the product of this woman of faith because she raised them in a different way rather than following the crowd. If you were to read the letters that Susanna Wesley wrote to John Wesley and Charles Wesley during their time here, you will marvel at her unique concern for each of them, their personalities and their problems, because the mothers are the ones who know those qualities of a person more than anybody else. The mothers will catch that right from their birth. You don't have to be a biological mother to be a mother. There have been many, many mothers many, many women who have been like mothers to us. We remember Barbara, who had been a mother, like a mother to many of us in our previous church that we attended. Even though she was a widower, she was the widower of a United Methodist minister. And after the death of her husband, in about a year, her only son, in his 30s, committed suicide. And she was left alone in this world, knowing not what her future might hold. Then she was shut up in her home for about a year in depression and fear and anxiety, and she refused to go to church. But somehow, her sister encouraged her to go back to church, and she finally decided to come to the church that we attended randomly with no reason. And it was God's guidance for her to bring her in that church, because there were many people who were looking for a mother like that. And thankfully, we are thankful to her life, even though she passed away about six or 7 years ago. She was a mother to a whole crowd of people in our church. They call her mother Barbara. And when she died, she had a lot more children than she ever gave birth to. See, that's the kind of mothers that we see every day in our lives. Mothers can sometimes be a painful day for people when we remember today our mothers. Someone told me one time that when the pastor of his church said on Mother's Day that we should take a white flower to honor our mothers who have died and a red flower to honor our mothers who are still living, she said she didn't know what flower she had to take because her mom died when she was 6 years old and her father remarried. To those who desperately want to be parents but have been unable to do, this can be a confusing and a painful day. Or for those whose mothers passed away or those who have painful memories of their mothers in many cases, this may be a painful day as well. But Mother's Day is a reminder of not only mother's love, but also the love of God who is like a mother to us. Even when we falter, even when we fall down, when other people try to blame us, it is a mother, and God like a mother lifts us up, because the mother knows the weaknesses and the shortcomings of every one of her children. And God is like a mother to us, knowing us where we are and what condition we are in. When we fall down, He lifts us up like a mother does. As we celebrate and honor our mothers, let us remember the love and care of God like a mother as He calls us by name. As a mother comforts her child, so too God comforts those who lament. We read that in Isaiah chapter 66. And we also read in chapter 46 of the same book, God carries us as a mother carries a child in her womb. Let us honor our mothers today by being thankful for their faith that we caught from them. And also, let someone else catch that faith from us. That is how we can honor our mothers today. Not only the faith that we caught from them, but also that others can catch that faith from us. That is the greatest honor we can do to our mothers today. Let us give thanks to God for our mothers and pray for the continual blessings of God in their lives. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you. The closing hymn is by Kevin and Gail.
Hey, this is a song that J.J. Heller recorded. It was written by a friend of hers, and she actually wrote it about the pandemic, so it is quite current and very relevant, so we hope you enjoy it.
Everything around me feels uncertain. My weary heart can't take much more surprise. I wish there was a point on the horizon, something I could see with my own eyes. I need to tell you that I'm scared. I feel completely unprepared, and nothing's what it was 2 weeks ago. You already know. You already know. Everything I'm scared of, everything I hope. Oh, my tomorrow, and all tomorrow holds, you already know. I can't seem to find the easy answers. Someday I hope the suffering makes sense. I just need to know that you are with me. Even if you keep me in suspense. We talk so much these days because I have so much to say. You stay and listen to me closely even though you already know. You already know. Everything I'm scared of, everything I hold.
Let us pray. Oh Lord, we thank you for this Sunday that you have given us to come and worship you together and also honor our mothers. We call for compassion and care of your people in this world at this time, particularly during this painful time that we are going through. Bless us, Lord, with your wisdom and guidance as our mothers have taught us. Like a mother, you care for us as well, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be compassionate and kind in this world, to bring the same compassion and kindness that you have shown to us. Bless us, Lord, as we depart from this church service, to be a blessing to others, to be peacemakers wherever we are placed in our lives this coming week. Protect us from this evil disease that is happening around us, Lord, and we pray for an end to this that will bring a healing to the world and to our nation particularly. As we depart from here, let your presence go with us and guide us and keep us your faithful witnesses wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now the benediction, people of God, go in the knowledge that God loves you as a mother. And he is there to take care of us and protect us regardless of where we are in our lives. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.